Hello, hello, welcome to The Rib. This is Jasper on 101.9 CITR. It's a beautiful sunny day, which has been much expected, and I'm sure you guys are all enjoying it. So what you just heard was Fele. Fele is a musical that just came out on Broadway. And I know what you're thinking, a musical on The Rib, that's pretty weird. But it's based on the life of Fele, who was the pioneer of Afrobeat. And Afrobeat was incredibly experimental for its time. And, you know, I was thinking about that, you know, like, what is experimental music? It's really just temporal. You can only be experimental in the time when things aren't happening exactly how you'd like to experiment it with, right? Once it's been established, it's not experimental anymore because you're not doing anything new. And I was thinking, like, in the evolution of music, you go way back and you get these amazing experiments in Africa with all sorts of different kinds of instruments and rhythms and polyrhythms. And even when kind of the East-West encounter and Africa started having to deal with all these colonies and imperialization, it was like they really did an awesome job of adapting their amazing rhythms to all the different kinds of Western musics taking over. So anyways, which brings me to the theme of today, which is Africa. So this is the Africa show. And we're going to start off with some good old African ceremonial and folk music. It's called Aluar Horns. It's from Uganda. And it says, in the locality of Arua, about 60 horn players, drummers, and singers perform the goma, which is festivity music, which on first hearing might strike the listeners rather undisciplined. To the contrary, these remarkable players perform with great precision. Each horn is capable of producing only one pitch, and these pitches are sounded according to the positioning of the players and their individual breathing techniques. So that's another good thing to point out. With our kind of Western ear, we find a lot of African music kind of complex, or we just don't get it, or undisciplined, or whatever you want to call it. But it's simply our relativity of being in a harmonic culture rather than a rhythmic culture. So yeah, enjoy.
Ore wonu chama ubegobo twaro kuchinge kare tom ko mari nya ngor maleme mako julungu nyinge mari angonga ore wonu chama begobo twaro kuchinge kare tom ko mari a
ore wonu chama begobo twaro kuchinge kare tom ko mari
a ore wonu chama begobo twaro kuchinge kare tom ko mari a
ore wonu chama begobo twaro kuchinge kare tom ko mari a
ngor maleme mako waluongo mari angonga
Thank you. everybody say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of you said that after what happened to me, that I would never perform again. But here we are. And whether you have been following us all along or are new and become curious about what goes on here in the shrine, we are happy that so many of you have come tonight to welcome me back. But I have some bad news. As some of you may already know, tonight is our last concert in the shrine. It is true. We did go, the band, the girls, all of us, we are leaving Lagos. We are leaving Nigeria. This country has become too dangerous. Ah. But let us play some music now. This is what I call BID. Breaking it down. The how and why of Afrobeat. And it all begins here. E. The pulse of the world. The impulse of life. E. And next we have the human voice, calling the orishas, the gods, up and pulling them down. Ishmael, hey!
Saramalule, kukulile imba. Saramalule, kukulile imba. Aluna rafani mendi fani unkoroni na fara kujuo baramba woro watadi la masade numa. Alaroye yokode, alaroye yokode.
Aorisha mawo, alaroye yokode.
Alaroye yokode, alaroye yokode.
Iba orisha mawo, alaroye yokode.
Alaroye yokode, alaroye yokode.
Like it or not, the first impressions are oftentimes the deepest ones. Here is the music of my youth, when the night time was the right time. Every night we sneak out to the club, the girls, the music. Highlight! Yeah. Ooh. These are not Yoruba drums. My drums. E. And these are not high-life guitars. This is Afrobeat. It is all about originality. No matter where it comes from. In the street, in the club, at work. Find your own groove. Do your own thing. Original, no artificiality.
Original, no artificiality.
Oh.
original, no artificiality.
Original, no artificiality.
Original, original. Oh, 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 oh.
Are you clueless to what happens around campus? Do you hate the fact that most Canadian news outlets are owned by one company? Do conventional news leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Well, don't be a hater. Be a joiner. News 101 is your source for alternative news from around UBC and the world. We're always looking for more newsies, so get in touch with us. Email us at news@citr.ca to learn about the opportunities that we have for you. You can also listen to News 101 at 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays here on CITR.
Cool. So that was Fele. Now, that last song kind of it took you through a little bit, like more of the folk roots into Afrobeat. And he had a pretty amazing life. I'm reading all about it in the little pamphlet with the CD. But apparently he came to America and started making music here, and then he got put in jail for smoking weed, of course. And then he got back to Africa and had a lot of political upheaval there, as obviously things weren't going too well with the government. But anyways, apart from that, awesome music. And the trouble with these themes, they're super difficult, not only because I have to bunch a bunch of things together that normally wouldn't be placed together, but I think the problem is that I want to play so much different music, and I only have an hour, and really I only have like half an hour. So it's super difficult, and Africa's even more difficult on this because African songs are really long. I mean, they go for hours. They don't. It's not like over here where we have a beginning and end of the song. It can repeat into infinity if it wants to. But anyways, I was talking before about you know, the experimentalness of African music, and this next band called Konono, a really good example. They're African, but they moved to New York in the 80s. And they started hooking up their thumb pianos and drums and whatever they had to amplifiers, and making amplifiers out of scrap metal and just figuring out ways to bring African music over here. So we'll hear a track from their CD, Congotonic. Wait, what was it called? Congotronics. That makes sense. Called Lufolo Ndongo. That was a good pronunciation. Yeah, and then we'll move back to some Fele. Enjoy.
Thank you.
police at my door and Igbo can get me 10 years. 10 years for a tiny handful of grass. So, I ate it. Never let good Igbo go to waste. Ah, man, they drag me to jail. But I'm flying high. The people on the street are all turning their head and I'm shouting, motherfucker, what is the matter with you? Ah. By the time they got me to jail, I had 50 people outside shouting, Fela, 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 ho. Oh. Obof means monkey in Yoruba land. Oberin means woman in Yoruba land. When he bend the mian, him go shit. Then he walks away from that shit. Him shit go be the last thing where he go like to see. Because who are you?
Because you shake the smell.
Because who are you?
Because you shake the smell.
Next day they drag me before the judge. Do you have the evidence? He eats the evidence. Well then, what do you want me to do? We go wait for him to defecate, then bring it back to you. What?
What?
Collect my caca?
Yes.
My doo-doo?
Yes.
Hey, motherfucker, what is the matter with you? Look, all I'm trying to do is change this country. And spilling out of that courtroom were 1,000 people shouting, set fella free.
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 Oberin means woman in Yoruba land. When she bend her hand, she go shit. Then she walks away from that shit. She shit could be the last thing where she go like to shit. Because who are you?
Because you shit the smell.
Because who are you?
Because you shit the smell.
Only I refuse to go. First day, nothing. Second day, still nothing. By the middle of the third night, I am hurting bad. When one of the other prisoners in the cell, he comes to me, he says, shh, 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 shh. Fella, all of the police have fallen asleep. Now, Dookie in the pail with everybody else, and we trot away in the morning. Nobody ever know. Finally, I sleep like a dream. But in the morning, I begin to shout, hey, I've got to go, I've got to go. Now, see the commotion in this police station. Policemen running everywhere, this way and that, looking for pockets. Ah, they all want my specimen, my caca, my doodoo, my number two. Finally, they take me to the backyard. They put the bucket under my yansh, and there it is, clean. Clean as baby poo-poo, no evidence. And as I walk out of that jail, 10,000 people are outside waiting, shouting, Fela na president, Fela na president, Fela na president. Me, I be Fela, I be black power man. Me, I be Fela, I be black power man.
Oh.
They go use your shit to put you in jail. Don't turn my shit to expensive shit. Shit to put you in jail.
CITR 101.9 FM presents Turbo Freaks with special guests Golden Triangle and Tight Solid at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 5th. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Tickets are $11 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch. Tickets are available online at theticketweb.ca. Nashville-based Turbo Freaks with special guests Golden Triangle and Tight Solid at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 5th. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
Hey everybody, so that was Fele with a song about poop and weed, which is excellent. So I was thinking, listening to Konono about kind of that experimental music idea and how you experiment, and then you keep coming up with new ideas, and then it kind of ends up back where you started. It's that like full cyclical nature of things. I mean, we like to think of things as linear, but they're not. So what I've been noticing, anyways, is that there's been like a huge upheaval of world music coming into, you know, young scenes. Like, I see African music everywhere. I see a lot of fusion happening, and it's really awesome to see young kids listening to it. I mean, I only recently, maybe a year ago, got into world music, and it's like this huge plethora of sounds that you couldn't even conceive of before. And that's not to mention all this Western music you have to go through and decide what you like and don't like. But anyway, this band here is called Kutapira, and I actually saw them on Granville Street busking, and there are these five guys, young guys, just playing marimbas and drums and just doing the fusion and playing awesome. They were so good. So I'm going to play one of them and get back to Fele. Oh, and some extra news on Fele, as I read on. He actually ran for president in Nigeria, which was all about, which I guess that song was a little bit about. And his slogan was "Music is the weapon." So that's pretty neat. So yeah, enjoy Kutapira with Gungwo.
People's minds were on fire. My mind was on fire. People were turning on. And Sandra was turning me on. Dude. writers, books I had never heard of before back in Nigeria. It was funny. I had to go all the way to America to understand what my mother had been trying to teach me all along.
Let's open that book, them called dictionary.
Open and make me see.
I say, open that book, them called dictionary.
Open and make me see.
Upside down is right there clearly.
Open and make me see.
We recognize the word for sure, yes.
Open and make me see.
Because we get its meaning too.
Head for down, yash for up.
Because we get its meaning too.
Head for down, yash for up.
Upside down's got more meaning too.
Head for down, yash for up.
Upside down's got more meaning too. Like any teacher for this land, the way I see things, I go talk about upside up and downside down. Overseas, where I see communication organized, agriculture organized, electric organized, big system organized, black people organized, black people organized. English man get English name, American man get American name, German man get German name, Russian man get Russian name. For Africa, your house, I can see. Like any teacher for this land, I don't have to travel anywhere. Everything is under my nose. For Africa, your house, I can see. Village must dig new roads. Farmer must plant more food. Family must build own house. People must learn their
African name.
People must find their
African style.
People must know
African
grace. One new Africa, I can see.
No more high life or juju music for me. Music is about change, and I'm going to take it all back to Nigeria. I'm going to change Africa. I'm going to change the world. For a new Africa I can see. Village must dig new road. Farmer must plant more food. Family must build own house. People must learn their
African name.
People must find their
African style.
People must know that
Africa's great.
For a new Africa I can see.
Communication modernized. Demonstration modernized. Education modernized. Don't follow this upside down. For new Africa, I
what happened there?
For new Africa,
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 what happened there?
Cool. So that was Upside Down by Failure, which is actually like a 25-minute song, but for the musical, I guess they compiled it into 5 minutes. But awesome song, either way. Yeah, I was thinking to take a break from Failure and move on to more Afrobeat, actually, but the band that got me into Afrobeat, it's called TP Orchestra Polyrhythmo, an amazing band from Nigeria. They're not from Nigeria, they're from the Republic of Benin, West Africa. And this song is my favorite song, it's called Nite Fache Pau. But before we get to that, I should say we are on 101.9 CITR, The Rib. We're being followed up by News 101 with Andrew Brad at 5. At 6, Career Fast Track with Felipe. At 6:30, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert. 7:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary Kay. And 9, The Jazz Show. Cool. So, yeah, enjoy this groovy tune.
Yankee, give me the man you want. Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big-screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer-battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey, so sorry for cutting that last song short, but the twanging guitar is what it's all about. So anyways, we're going to squeeze in one more fele. This is called Dance of the Orishas. Having dreamt that his mother is now a goddess, she who commands the rain, Fele takes a nightmare journey through the land of the Orishas in order to find her. And the Orishas are like African gods, and they possess people. So I'm interested to see what this is like.
Mama. Last night, you came to me in a dream. You were a goddess. Afa Oyo. She who commands the rain. And tonight, you keep reaching out to me. Now I realize that in order for me to get what I need, it is I who must come to you. Eshu, guardian of the crossroads, with your permission, I must speak to my mother. Shango, thunderous king of the heavens. My journey takes me through your kingdom.
Alaroye, yokode, alaroye, yokode, iba orisha, mawo, alaroye, yokode, alaroye, 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 fella, ah, agugu.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Jasper on 101.9 CITR, The Rib. I hope you enjoyed this week's Africa-themed show. last but not least, I wanted to tell you guys about this this blog called Awesome Tapes from Africa. Just Google Awesome Tapes from Africa, and you'll definitely get it. It's this guy that basically just rummages through old cassettes and finds these amazing African tapes that you would never, ever, ever hear otherwise, which is the beauty of the internet. So looking through here, there's all sorts of weird, completely different genres, but I'm just going to go on a whim and play Ogene Nitiki Ike. It's got these two guys in baseball caps looking pretty tough on the front, but they've got these little bells, so I'm pretty excited about that. And that's what I'll leave you with. I promise to make up for this week that next week will be the weirdest show I have hosted yet. So, enjoy your day. Peace.
Oh, Papa. We're going to do a job for you, Piam. Oh, God. I'm on here, Papa. It's your job. You're going to
do a job.
Akọdi
la ma bere egene nga du gene ngere kuru mu iwo siboru ma gurike sa ma bere igwe o chi lo zo dike egene nyano egene nga du gene ngene kuru mu iwo dike na habari igwe ewu ma ewu chi mu chi ma lo kenna manu
ananganga
chi ma lo kenna manu enu gusite chi baba na enu gusite chi Nganga yin a bow no bow who deke, Timalo, Kinna Manu, Obi Bane Bogwana, Nao, Timo Maga, Nao,
what
about a letter?
Bananama,
where you let
Bananama,
Nagu, a letter,
Bananama,
where you let
Bananama, Bananama,
where you let
Bananama, Bananama. Banana,
what about a head?
Banana,
Banana,
Banana, Banana,
Banana,
Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Banana, Ban